साई राम स्वामी, इट इज योर मैनिफेस्टेशन दैट हैज क्रिएटेड दीज सीन्स, दीज एक्सपीरियंसेस. इट इज यू हु हैज ब्रॉट फॉर्म्स ऑफ योर सेल्फ. द फॉर्म्स ऑफ साई हैव कम टू लिटिल रॉक, टू द फॉरेस्ट सेंटर, टू केप हॉल. And we are here to realize, O Swami, with your grace, we are here to realize that we are none other than Sri Satya Sai. When we sing, Swami, Sai, I adore you, you take my life and make it you. That is the reason why we are here, Swami. Please allow us to make this journey right now, not in this lifetime, not next week, next month, next year, right now. Swami, with your grace, please allow this to happen. Swami, there is some orientation that has to be offered for this silent retreat. Period of silence is from 10 p.m. tonight to 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Total silence. What is the need for silence, we may think? Silence means no speaking. Silence means no gestures. Silence means no writing notes. That is all speech. No blinking eyes. Come here, come here. You know, no. The need for silence is because our ego is trying to control the environment around us, the actions of others, our own actions, trying to communicate. In this outward communication, we have lost the inward communication, the inward talk. The ego is driving this. Only if we need to communicate, let us communicate with Swami within. If we want something to happen, make a prayer. Swami, we want food to be served right now, within. But have no expectations. If it is His grace, let Him control. That is the need for silence, to hand over the control. For millions of lifetimes, we have tried to grasp control of our environment. Even as an amoeba, you know, we moved away from acid. We moved towards, you know, even as a single cellular organism, millions of lifetimes. Now is the moment. Let us seize this moment and hand over control. Let us just be in this moment and leave everything else to Him. Swami's grace has allowed the creation of this beautiful altar. On this side is Swami's chair, on that side is a mirror. On Sunday afternoon, when we leave here, we should be able to look in that mirror. Look in that mirror and Sri Satya Sai should be seen. That is the goal, that is the challenge. With His grace, our beloved Swami's grace, it will happen. There was no projector. You know, many times bhajans are projected on the screen. The attention is drawn out. The heart is starved. So projectors were removed. Lights are down. Let's focus within. So, no breaking of the silence. Let's be very strict. Whenever a thought comes that wants to be converted into words, say to this thought, can I improve upon the silence? Can I improve upon the silence? And if I can, then by all means. Like, for example, if someone is drowning in the lake, yes, we can improve upon the silence, okay? Parents, children, water safety is most important. When we are walking back and forth from Cape Hall to the main building, there is a go-kart. If there are some elders who are walking along, just let's hold their hand. Let's walk. Sometimes a quiet, silent gesture communicates a lot more than asking, do you need some help? Do you need a ride? There is, in the main building, in conference room 3 and 4 is the children's program. In conference room 7 is the young adults program. In conference room 6 is the book stall. And conference room 5 is a rest area. This is where the children would rest, or even those who have off-site accommodation would rest in that conference room 5. And there is a space for sleeping and so on. In the common area, as soon as we get into the cafeteria where they have the beverage service, on the left-hand side, there is a blue refrigerator. This is common refrigerator space. Top shelf is for medicines only. Insulin, other medicines that need to be kept, can be kept there. Please label your, if it is supplies, drug supplies from a pharmacist, they will be labeled with your name. But if it doesn't have a label, please put your name on there. The bottom three shelves are for infant formula or any other things that we need to store. So please feel free to put those over there. There'll be access to that area 24/7. The beverage service is also available 24/7. Tea, coffee, chocolate, juices, sodas, those water, those kinds of things. Try to clean up. Packets of sugar or stirrers or things like that. There's a trash can, let's put those away. In this hallway, let's try to keep our shoes outside, unless it is raining. If it is raining, we can bring the shoes inside. But for the most part, let's try to keep the shoes outside. Particularly for the men, the restroom hygiene is most important because there are no shoes. If there are questions for panel discussion, there will be an OM box on both sides, one on the ladies' side, one on the gents' side. And there will be paper pads and pencils over there. You can write your questions, and those questions will all be put together for the panel discussion on Sunday. The silence period ends tomorrow night at 10 p.m. So Sunday we can have an open discussion. And benefit from our speakers. The children's program is tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So before 8 a.m. during breakfast, parents had to have the children with them. After 5:30, after 6 p.m., the children will be with the parents again. But please tell your children tonight that, 6 to 8 or 9 to the time the program is going on, they should try to remain silent. We all have name tags. Once we leave here, let's take the name tag and leave the badge holder behind. But keep this name tag, please, if you can. We put this on, good durable paper. Swami has done it. And where you have the name, where you have this name given to the form, scratch that out and put Sri Satya Sai. When we leave here, this name tag is no different. Everyone has the same name tag. It doesn't differentiate anyone. And that's why Swami has sent speakers like Janama and Kalasu, Wintergate over here. They live in that state of oneness. that state of Advaita. For those who think of themselves as a mind-body mechanism, to them, they will appear as a mind-body mechanism. But to those who can go within and experience the oneness, they will see them, as Swami has said, as the realized jnani, as the realized soul. So let us benefit. This is our chance. When we leave here, this weekend must not be wasted. Swami said, it's no coincidence that this occurs over the Easter weekend. It's no coincidence. Swami said, cut the ego at the altar of His grace. Let's do that. The surgical operation must happen this weekend. Om Shri Sai Ram.